Dali, call on me on KMFM. You're on the hit list listening to Glenn Scott for a Thursday night. And at the moment, we are obsessed with a new artist. She's called Sigrid. She's 20 years old. She's from Norway. And she's hanging out on the show this evening. You all right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am very good, thank you. Your new single, Don't Kill My Vibe, is so, so good. How did the single come about?
Don't Kill My Vibe was inspired by a previous session I was in that was quite difficult. But it came across when I was in a session with Martin Shirley, who's an amazing producer and songwriter from Norway. And he just asked me, like, what have you been thinking about? I'm like, ugh, there was this difficult session. And we just started writing on the Mac keyboard, just like hammering it down. And suddenly we had the song.
You had your first show in London last night.
Yeah.
How was that?
Really fun. Oh, it was amazing. And it was really good to have the band there. The band is also my best friends. That was great. My whole team was there, the whole UK team. And my managers came in from Norway. It was incredible.
What's the biggest difference between playing to a crowd in London to playing to a crowd in Norway?
Definitely having just big English between the songs. Because I start talking so much. And I said, let's just crack on then, probably five times
that
in one set.
Like the most British thing I've ever heard.
It is because, I don't know, because I work with so many British people and we hang out a lot. I keep learning a lot of British expressions, which I love. I think it's so fascinating. British culture have always fascinated me. So crack on came out of me just listening to what people say here.
What other British expressions?
Peckish.
Peckish. See, that seems so normal to me, but when you think about it, it's actually quite weird, isn't it?
I feel rubbish.
Rubbish.
That's very British to me.
What, as in
rubbish?
As in describing something as rubbish.
Yeah, it's just like saying something in a really nice and polite way.
I read an interview that it's your dream to have a song on The Sims.
Yes!
Is that right?
That is my dream.
Were you a big fan of The Sims?
I'm a huge fan of The Sims.
Do you have any Sim confessions? So you know, like when if you didn't like a Sim, you'd put them in the swimming pool and you'd get rid of the ladder.
Yeah.
Did you ever do anything like that?
The elevator?
What's the elevator?
That's in one of the extra packages.
Okay.
You could... Yeah, look, this is terrible.
Just lock them in the elevator.
This is terrible.
Yeah, but I think it's the Sims' fault for it, because if you could just delete a character, it'll be fine. Whereas now you have to come up with some like weird
creative solutions.
Yeah. How would Don't Kill My Vibe sound? Because you're saying that you wanted a song like 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
You're saying that you wanted a song on the Sims soundtrack. Can you attempt to sing how Don't Kill My Vibe would be in Simlish?
Oh, Simlish.
How would it sound?
Okay. Oh, come and stay down by. No, that I wanna chop a tie. But check out two bit, 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 two.
That is so good.
I did improvisation at the end as well.
And that is a Sims. That is a Sims audition right there.
Yep.
I think it's sorted for the next Sims whenever that comes out. We'll get back to chatting to Sigrid after this from Drake. It's Too Good on KMFM. Drake and Rihanna, Too Good on KMFM, your Thursday night new music soundtrack. You're on the hit list listening to Glenn Scott. We're over on Twitter at KMFM Official. And with the release of her huge new single, Don't Kill My Vibe, Sigrid is hanging out on the show this evening.
KMFM.
Can we do something called a YouTube comment game? So basically what I did is I went through YouTube comments on your songs and I've blanked out some words. So you have to guess what the word is that fills that gap.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one, I think this song will be the blank blank this year.
My jam?
No, it's I think this song will be the big hit this year.
Oh!
The next one, the blank in this song is blank.
The blank. What? The blank in this song is...
Is blank.
The lyrics of the song is weird.
No, it's the anger in this song is engaging.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was like...
Whoever wrote that.
I was like, I don't think you're ever going to get that, but I'll give it a go.
No, that was difficult.
What a powerful blank.
What a powerful girl.
Voice.
Oh.
You've gone for voice.
Yeah.
The next one, blank is coming.
First thing I'm thinking is winter is coming.
No, you're close though. You're really close.
Winter. Summer is coming.
Yes, summer is coming. That is one out of like six. So that's a bonus.
Clapping for myself.
When I first heard her, I was like, Oh God, this sounds a lot worse than I typed it out. When I first heard her, I was like, blank me.
What?
Remember, this is on a UK radio station, so this is completely clean.
Yes. What was the sentence again?
When I first heard her, I was like, blank me.
I was like, oh, what do you feel in here? God help me?
God help me. No, it's when I first heard her, I was like, marry me.
Marry me?
Yeah, you've got a massive admirer there.
I think that's a few years too early for me, personally, but... thank you. I take that as a big compliment.
If you're listening, YouTube comment.
Yes.
You got two left. Your voice sounds like blank.
Your voice sounds like a cat.
No, Adele.
Oh.
And your final one. This was probably my favourite one.
Okay.
It says blank for the win.
I hope. This one. I don't know. Norway?
No, it actually says Sweden.
Sweden! No!
Right, I'm going to hit play on Don't Kill My Vibe. Can I leave you to introduce it, please?
Yes. I just want to say thank you so much for listening and thank you to everyone who commented on YouTube. That's really huge to me. We're going to play Don't Kill My Vibe now, which is my debut single. So, thank you. You shut me down. You like the control.